Now it is time for this week's cover story. The question we're asking is, how much of what constitutes art can really be taught to would-be artists? Obviously, great painters or sculptors or musicians need years of study to master their respective crafts. But art is more than craft. Much, or even most, of what makes any great artist great is learned in childhood from the various accidents of life, but not deliberately taught. Pablo Picasso said that no one can really ever learn how to paint. What he meant, I think, is that the ability to make important art can't be transmitted systematically very well, and that all true artists have to figure out on their own, by trial and error, exactly what they want to express and how they want to express it. I'm very happy to have as my guest today the violinist Itzhak Perlman. He is the world's leading virtuoso of his instrument, and he joins me along with his wife, Toby Perlman, who is herself a musician and an educator. Together, they run a music program that teaches kids year-round and host an intensive summer camp on Shelter Island in New York. Itzhak and Toby, welcome to Studio 360.
Thank you.
Thanks.
What do you think about that Picasso quote, that art in its highest or deepest sense can't really be taught?
I believe that it can be taught to a certain extent. There's a lot of promise and talent that sometimes goes by the wayside because of improper teaching. The teachers try too hard because of the great talent. They're trying even harder, and then you say too many things, and then you can sort of kill it. And so that's one of the challenges. But I do believe that you can teach a lot. I don't know if, obviously the gift is something that you cannot teach.
I want each of you, if you would, for a moment to tell me if there was a moment in your own early musical educations that really inspired you, that made you say, aha, I get it, or I'm going there.
Well, I had that kind of moment very late, when I was about 20 years old. I was already a student at the Juilliard School and had studied the violin all my life, beginning at age 6. And I realized that the teacher didn't have to yell and make me cry in order for me to learn something. In fact, it was the beginning of understanding a little bit about teaching and a little bit about the role of the teacher, the place of the student. And it was the beginning, the germ of this Perlman music program started then.
If you had had that experience 10 years earlier, would it your own musical career have transpired differently, do you think?
Yes.
Really?
Unquestionably. Unquestionably. In terms of the way I played, I didn't have a good teacher till I was 20 years old. I didn't know how to practice. Practicing, is a terrible burden for children.
That's why I never did it as a young
piano student.
That's right.
You didn't do it because it was too hard for you. Practicing is about the hardest thing I can think of. There's the child alone in the room with the instrument and the four walls, practicing by himself or by herself, goes to the lesson, which usually happens once a week, and finds that they've done everything wrong, and the teacher gets angry. And it's absolutely a disaster that's predictable.
Now, Itzhak, when you were virtually a child and I was a slightly younger child, you performed on the Ed Sullivan Show. So before that moment, was there a moment in your own education, in your learning, when you sort of saw the future and saw the bliss that this could be? Or was that, did that come so young that you never had that eureka moment?
Well, no, I don't think I ever had a eureka moment. I had a few eureka years. In other words, that I was always, I was always hoping to one day be a concert violinist, solo violinist. Obviously, the Ed Sullivan Show was a culminating kind of point in my childhood. I would like just to mention that Toby mentioned about how difficult practicing is, and I agree with that very, very much. It's just sometimes you talk to kids and they're just unable to concentrate by themselves. I remember that that was the case with me as well. You know, I really hated practicing. I think I remember that maybe twice or three times a year I would put in really good days of practicing. The rest of it was just, to me, drudgery, and I did not feel that I was accomplishing anything. I just felt that I was putting in the time, and I'm sure that a lot of kids also feel that way, that they're, as long as they put in the time, then everything should be fine.
Well, no, as long as they put in the time, the parents are happy.
That's right. That's right.
And now there are children all over America who can go to their parents and say, Mommy, Daddy, Yitzhak Perlman hated practicing too.
That's right. Well, that's fine.
But that's a good thing for them to say, because it's the truth. They don't have to love to practice, and they need to know that when they're frustrated and when they can't get it, they can't get it because it's just the hardest thing in the world to get. There's nothing wrong with them.
Yeah.
And that doesn't mean the child shouldn't practice. It just means that the child maybe should, especially young children, practice with a parent.